Okay, this one is very exploring next of them. You start with a model that predicts brain activity really well. And the article's basically saying, cool, but if you can't read it, what did we actually learn?
Right. Accuracy is not explanation. You can have a model that nails the scan and still have no idea whether a patch of cortex is tracking places, food, numbers, or just some ugly mixture of all three.
And that's the part I like. They're not stopping at the prediction score. They're trying to turn it into a thing a scientist can argue with. That feels like the actual product here, weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week, by the way? You look like you've been reading too many papers and not enough anything else.
That is a devastatingly accurate read. I'm fine, just in that mode where every model sounds impressive until you ask what it would do on purpose.
Great, so you're normal.
The GCT loop is pretty clean. Step one, take the phrases that most strongly drive a region's predictive model and have an LLM compress them into a short hypothesis, something like food preparation or location names. Step two, generate news stories that are supposed to hit that region if the hypothesis is right, then see whether the scanner agrees.
Right, and that second step is the whole trick. If the synthetic stories beat baseline text in the target region, you've got something closer to a causal test than a fancy caption.
Exactly. And I do think the article's careful about the dependence there. The explanations are most trustworthy when the underlying predictive model is stable. So this isn't magic. It's more like a very disciplined way.
Which is honestly enough for me. If you're a neuroscience, that's a huge deal. It means the model isn't just the endpoint, it's a hypothesis generator that can actually get you back into the scanner with a sharper question.
Yeah, but only if you respect the limits. Three subjects is not nothing, but it's also not some universal brain law. The method is promising because it closes the loop, not because it suddenly makes language neuroscience solved.
No, fair. But the examples are spicy. They say it confirmed known place selectivity, and then it got more specific by separating RSC, PPA, and OPA with differential stories. That's not just naming regions, that's making them stop being mushy neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And the location name result is the kind of detail I trust more than the broad label. Saying RSC responds more to proper nouns like Tokyo or Connecticut is a real claim. It's narrower, more falsifiable, and way less vibesy.
I also like that they found those little prefrontal microregions for dialogue, clock times, and measurements. It's the kind of thing nobody would have gone hunting for with the normal hand-built theory. Which is kind of the point.
That part is good, but it's also where I start waving my little skeptic flag. Tiny selective regions are exactly where you can fool yourself if stability is weak or if the search is broad enough.
Sure, but the article does say they kept only the most stable candidate locations. So I think the better read is not, we discovered the brain's secret microlabels, it's, this workflow can surface hypotheses you'd probably miss otherwise.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm on board with the workflow. I'm just not ready to turn every clean scanner hit into a
That's such a Cody sentence. Also, this is absolutely the kind of thing that matters to people who sit between models and experiments. If you care about whether a predictive model can pay rent as science, this is the whole game.
And if you care about the technical side, the interesting part is the asymmetry. The model is good at finding correlations, then the synthetic stimulus step tries to convert those correlations into interventions. That's the part that makes it more than a pretty visualization.
I do love when a paper refuses to let the model stay mysterious forever.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that a black box can still be useful as a machine for making testable guesses. It just can't get credit for understanding until it survives contact with reality.
You made that sound almost cheerful, which feels suspicious. Anyway, I'm with you. Come on, Cody, that was a genuinely good one.
Don't get used to it. But yeah, this one earns the optimism.
Okay, I'm going to go read the paper and annoy you with one more question later, which, honestly, is the dream state for this show.